This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets have acquired Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Takeover. Watch out. We run New York. Who runs New York? The Mets or the Yankees? It's not a real question, but it is a question that gets asked a lot. Especially with, like, recent things. Like, I think I heard Tommy today refer to the Yankees getting swept in the regular season by the Mets as, like, a point. Tommy's great. He just makes me laugh. Juan Soto going from the Mets to the Yankees. Ding. That's 2-0. And then he threw in the spring training viewership that I guess doubled the amount of people watched the Mets' first spring training game compared to the Yankees. So they're 3-0 against the Yankees. Like, I wouldn't have put all of those things together in that order, or even like if we were really talking about ranking the teams, but count it, man. Count it. However you guys see it, count it. I think there are definitely some Mets fans that have gotten a chuckle. And, you know, Yankee fans chuckled when Frankie Montas went down. Yankee fans chuckled when they got the news about Sean Manaea. Like, oh, see? Huh. So who's going to pitch? Now you've got Clay Holmes as your third starter, and Clay Holmes has looked pretty good. Like, I'm not laughing. I've told you, as much as I'm a Yankee fan, and
these are my Mets.
Hey, you right on it. You must have read my mind. As much as I'm a Yankee fan, as much as I came up in the Yankee culture of the Mets suck, we hate the Mets, doing the job here, these are my Mets. I've never paid attention to the Mets as much as I have in the last three seasons. I'm looking forward to watching them. Do I want them to win the World Series and be great? No, of course not. But I am going to watch the games. I told you I'm going to more games than I ever went to in Citi Field. My attendance total between Dodger Stadium and Citi Field, now I hate the Dodgers. I don't know when I'm going back to Dodger Stadium. I don't know if I could stomach it after losing the World Series. I told you I've been to Dodger Stadium more than Citi Field. That changes this year. I'm going to go watch Juan Soto. I might be heckling him. I might be cheering him on. I might boo him. I might applaud the guy. I don't know how I'm going to feel when I see him out there in Citi Field in a Mets uniform. Same thing with Clay Holmes. Now I'm booing Clay the whole way. I think I want Clay to fold more than Juan Soto. Like, I know Juan Soto's not going to fold. Clay, I think he's going to fold. 888-808-1019. But all jokes aside, like, I think the Mets aren't worried about their pitching because they're going to hit. They have enough hitters. They have enough hitters in the line. They have more hitters than they can put in the lineup. Good problems to have. So, you know, you're not going to sign Jose Quintana. You're not going to sign Jose Iglesias. You're going to see what you've got. And we've seen a lot of things, whether it's Brandon Sproat, whether it's Tidwell, whether it's Brett Beatty. Obviously, the generational Juan Soto. I was just looking at a clip of Juan Soto when the show started. Let's see if I can go back and find this. 4 hours ago? Let's see. Yep, right when my show started. Juan Soto was just so happy to be a New York Met. Mets bat flip post. And then there was another clip of him from SNY Mets. Caption, whatever is going on here with Juan Soto, Starling Marte, Francisco Alvarez, Jose Siri, Alex Ramirez, and Luis De Los Santos. They're having a good old time in the third inning of a scoreless spring training exhibition game. There definitely is something to the Latin players on the Mets and that being appealing to Juan Soto. If you don't obviously consider the richest contract in Major League Baseball, consider the amount of Latin players they have on the Mets and the manager. I think Juan Soto fits in more with the Mets than he did with the Yankees. And so be it. We've got a season ahead of us where we will actually get to see night after night what the Yankees are, what the Mets are, and we don't have to compare the two. We don't have to look at the two until May when they face off. And my hope is that it's a good year for both and that both teams make the postseason, because what we saw last year, that needs to be consistent. I want to see both sides, National League, American League, advancing round after round. It just makes it better for business. It makes it better for the radio. It's better for the economy in New York. It's better for the fan bases in New York. And now when you have the richest owner in the sport and one of the smartest minds in the sport and one of the best baseball players we've ever seen. Yes, that's how highly I think of Juan Soto. He's one of the best baseball players we've ever seen. When you have all of that together, you're expected to win. And I expect them to win. Don't settle for, oh, they just got to make the postseason. No. Go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. Go meet the Dodgers this year and knock them off. If I'm saying the bar for the Yankees is to get to the World Series and win it, what's the bar for the Mets? To get to the NLCS and win it. And go meet the Yankees in the World Series and get swept. 888-808-1019. Ben is in Connecticut. Ben, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. First of all, we all owe you a big thank you for the stop playing Frank stuff when we lose. That is awesome. I'm actually psyched for that change.
I mean, I do what I can for all of us. Thank you, Ben. It's over. You will not have opposing fans saying, start spreading the L's. We don't have to go through that anymore.
Exactly. The other thing is, before I get to my point, I have to say, and I am like obviously a pinstripe traditionalist, these Yankees, when the Yankees are at home in spring training games and with those pinstripe hats and the navy blue jersey with the pinstripe pants, that is a sharp look, man. I mean, I feel like there's a way to do it where they could still look fairly traditional, just with a little bit of modern flavor for our City Connects if we do it next year. And I don't know, maybe that's our next project.
I think I've been on record saying this. I want a City Connect uniform, but they will never do it. And the reason they will never do it is because they will not alter those pinstripes. They'll put a Star Insurance patch on it. Sure, that's money. They sold that. They'll put the Nike swoosh over it. They had no choice with that. But they do have a choice with the City Connect because they have to design it. They have to come up with the theme and idea, and they have to wear them at home. Right, the City Connect uniforms, I always see other teams that the Yankees play debut them at home. The Cincinnati Reds, the Baltimore Orioles. And since the Yankees wear pinstripes at home, they're not going to give you some bastardized version of the pinstripes or a pinstripe hat with a navy. They're not going to do it. That's why we haven't seen it yet. They're just not going to put the Yankees in the Bronx with anything but the pinstripe pants and jerseys in favor of a Nike City Connect uniform, in my opinion.
Right. That's fair enough. I mean, I definitely, you know, it's not like I'm dying for that, but it's an idea. In terms of the team itself, obviously, I mean, what a couple of weeks. We lose our, you know, our powerhouse DH. We lose a key starting pitcher. We lose our basically backup DH / third baseman, LeMahieu. So, I mean, and it's kind of crazy what's going on. My question for you, I'm more optimistic than most, as I always am this time of year. I'm so excited for the season. But I love Oswaldo Cabrera. I mean, I loved him for a while. I know he's been, slightly disappointing when we have to play him for a long period of time in a row. But he, first of all, obviously he can field this position, which we desperately need better defenders out there. He brings a ton of speed and athleticism. I think he's an interesting fit into our lineup. And he almost never strikes out. The guy strikes out like 85, 90 times per 160 games played. I don't know. I guess people are saying this is crazy, but I actually wouldn't hate starting with him at third base this season. I wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
I think Cabrera's going to get it. I think because he's been in multiple opening day lineups now from left field to third base, he's got that nod. He's got that experience. Like, if you remember, they didn't want to put Aaron Hicks out in left field because he would have got booed during intro. So they put Cabrera out there. Last year, DJ got hurt. John Birdie wasn't ready to go. They put Cabrera out there. I think he's going to get the nod again. But he is a utility player that can play multiple positions. In theory,
right,
you would like his bat and his glove to come off the bench. But I don't think they have that luxury. Yep. And then I lean Peraza because Peraza is out of options, right? If Peraza doesn't make the club, he can end up on another club. And like, he was one of the top prospects. I don't know how many clips we saw of him hitting homers for the Rail Riders. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, can this guy materialize? Yep. Can he be the third baseman and add some pop to the lineup like we thought he would? This is it. It's now or never. But I don't know, bro. Yep. It is what it is.
So the last thing is, I'm not one of these people who jumps on Cashman for everything. But he does have a thing about playing people out of positions, and it's a little bit arrogant. Like, we all remember the IKF situation where he just insisted for an entire season he could play shortstop, and then he did the same thing with Gleyber Torres. And now I think he's vastly underestimating the fact that not only are you asking Jason Dominguez to pick up the ball from a different angle, which anyone who's played baseball knows it's not the same at every outfield position. It's new to him. And double the fact that, like, it's left field at Yankee Stadium. There's a lot of ground out there. In fact, that 399 left center field gap at the stadium is one of the biggest in baseball. And we're just asking Dominguez to learn a new position that he's not comfortable with and field that all season?
Yeah, because Trent Grisham is our fourth outfielder. He can only play center. And you know what? Cody Bellinger is such a plus center fielder that told Boone he can play anywhere. You know, you don't want to lose the defense in center field where Dominguez played his whole life. And, like, I don't know, man. I'll say you're spot on. Like, don't forget Rougned Odor playing third base for the Yankees. Don't forget, you mentioned Glaber, you mentioned IKF. How many guys we see them, like Jake Bowers, get thrown into the outfield? Or it seems to happen all the time. I know I'm forgetting somebody else is playing out of position.
Jemai Jones. Well, I don't. Yeah, I guess.
Jemai Jones. Judge playing center field.
It really is funny. Anyway, Keith, I'll let you go. I'm excited to see you out there in 203 this year.
You will. Thanks for the call, Ben. 888-808-1019. Yeah, they call it Yankee arrogance. They call it Yankee arrogance to think that you can make these major league ball players play other positions. You can turn Gleyber Torres into a shortstop. You can turn, I don't know, man, Jazz Chisholm into a third baseman. Did we forget that one? Rougned Odor into a third baseman. IKF into a shortstop. Anybody into a left fielder. Yeah, Miguel Andujar, go out there, buddy. You got it. Short thing. It'll just take a couple months. I used him as an example last week. When the Yankees had Miguel Andujar in left field, he could not pick up the ball. The ball was over his head. And with Dominguez, he's fine going to his right. He's been struggling going to his left. Maybe all the reps in the world cannot duplicate the bat speed and that ball coming off major league hitters' bats or whatever. I just wouldn't be stuck on it. I would say, hey, this is a young guy that we need to get right, that we need his bat. We need him to be confident. Trent Grisham has played in left field in major league baseball. Cody Bellinger has played in left field in major league baseball. Let's have some flexibility at least to try and not just say, nope, it's you. This is how we're playing it. Because when there are off days, when Judge goes to DH, we want to move Bellinger to right field. Okay, move Bellinger to right field and put Trent Grisham in left field. I was screaming it last year before we even got here. I might not have been screaming it, but I had the thought, okay, left-handed hitter, a guy that's running to some home runs, some clutch home runs. Verdugo is just going to ground out to second base 60 times. Like, why not have Trent Grisham, you know, before you send the Martian up, right? September 1st game, you didn't want the Martian up here, clearly. You didn't send him up there until like halfway through. All right, so you're not sold on the Martian, and we saw why. Then why can't Trent Grisham get reps in left field? He's such a world-class defender in center. I see how he runs. Very nonchalant. Doom, 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 doom. You know, he makes it seem effortless going after the ball in center field. He can't do that in left? Sure he can. What is your allegiance to Trent Grisham? Your allegiance to Jason Dominguez, you don't have to speak on. I understand. I know. Why can't Trent Grisham? Like, I don't know. Next lineup, put Trent Grisham in left field. Put Dominguez in center field. Put Belly in right. Put Judge at DH. Because ultimately, if you don't have a DH, who do you want DHing the most? Judge. And not only because he's your best hitter, because it also preserves him. He's 33 this year. It preserves him from running around. I don't know. Could be on to something, right? I don't know. I don't know anything, man. I'm just a regular fan on the fan talking to other fans. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the fan. What up, Phil?
Hi, Keith. Good evening. I want to speak to you about that. I was waiting. Thibodeau mentioned when Mitchell Robinson would be back, he might start him at the five and Cat at the four. It hasn't happened yet. What are they waiting for?
Maybe matchup. Maybe they knew Cat was going to miss this next game. Maybe they just want to get some more data and intel. Maybe they also want Mitch to just continue to get his legs under him and get some reps. I think also it's strategy. Maybe you don't deploy that until playoffs. Maybe you don't deploy that until right before.
Unless maybe against Cleveland, because Cleveland has two big guys up front.
Matchup. Yep.
Allen, yeah, for the matchups, right?
Right.
And also one more item I wanted to speak to you about. I watched Tidwell. That guy looked pretty good. Is there a shot they might keep this guy, or it's just another guy waiting to go back to the minors?
I think he'll start in the minors, but like keep him. Yeah, he's theirs. They're not. I don't think they're going to trade him. Just when you look at the strategy of David Stearns, they don't buy pitchers up there in age. They don't give them big deals. Like they'll get a pitcher in age, but they won't give them big deals. Like so, they're relying on him to be part of the future. He's looked good. He had immaculate.
He looked better than Grote. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so they're expecting him to contribute. I don't know if it's this year. They're not cutting him. They're not trading him. He's in the future plans for sure.
He's a good ace in the hole.
Right, there you go. Maybe not this year, but definitely one of these years where Juan Soto is here. Multiple. Thanks for the call, Phil. 888-808-1019. What else did I have in my notes going for the Mets? Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about because, like, I am a ballpark-going fan. I didn't grow up going to the ballpark, and that might be why I became a fiend as an adult. I'm 17 ballparks down. I don't even know now. Now I'll never go to the Coliseum. I'll never go to Tropicana Field. I've been. I just never, like, I go to Tampa now every year, but, like, I've never wanted to sit in Tropicana Field. I call it Trashicana Field. And now it's no more. And from what I was hearing, I haven't looked at the tickets, but I heard that the prices are ridiculous for the Yankees going to play in George M. Steinbrenner Field against the Rays this year. Maybe I'll do that during the break. I'll look at the ticket prices for that. But like, I'm not overpaying to go see the Yankees play in their spring training ballpark in the regular season. But it is a sight to see. It's a spectacle. One of the times that I went to Citi Field was when the thumbs down guy popped up. I was at that game. I actually got to interview him after the game. I think that was the game. Wasn't it Tampa playing? It was the Tampa Bay Rays playing in Citi Field against the Yankees because I think there was some kind of storm going on. And I was like, all right, I'm not trying to go all the way to Queens, but for this event, I'll take the train over there, and it was worth it. I'll be taking the train to Queens. I'm not driving ever again. The drive from Jersey is, I'd rather park here at WFAN, take the train, go watch some of the game, take the train back to WFAN and host the show because they've got some promotions. Step right up and greet the Mets. 2025 ballpark promotions. Got the club going up on a $5 Tuesday. Hey, every $5 Tuesday, fans can enjoy $5 menu items on all Tuesday regular season home games. I might have to see what's good with that. You know they'll be serving those glizzies. It'll be Glizzy, Izzy, and Seymour Wiener, and they'll have a count for how many hot dogs they sell. 12-ounce Coors Light is available as well, a 22-ounce Coca-Cola fountain soda, popcorn box, regular soft pretzel. You can even get you a 20-ounce Smart Water. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. You can't play that this year. That's banned. He's been exiled. No more. No more. Not. There's no remix. No part two. Juan Soto has enough friends that make reggaeton songs. Get El Alfa, right? El Alfa made the Yankee, 22, El Bronx. We'll get El Alfa to make a new Juan Soto song for Citi Field.
That a Yankee still a thing?
I think so. I joke around that like
is that
like
a Yankee Soto's still a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's. I know he's still alive. He didn't pass. I think he's still doing things, and I think that Juan Soto could get him to come to Citi Field for a Mets game. But no association with the Yankee. Daddy Yankee, no, Poppy, no, not Citi Field. No, thank you. I got to look up, man. Like, I always talk about getting fried. I got absolutely cooked on the Yankees Instagram because there was some reggaeton artist, and I saw him at the game. He had a fur coat on in the summer. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And I, you know, took to Instagram and I wrote on the comment. I'm like, yo, there's so many randoms pulling up at the stadium. People are like, you're random. Who are you? Why do you have a blue check mark? Why don't you broaden your horizons? Why don't you listen to some Latin music? You don't know who he is. He doesn't know who you are. Radio host? What do you know? And I'm like, I don't know. My bad. All I know is Juan Soto had a lot of reggaeton artists. Archangel is one. That's what we'll do. During the break, I'll look up the top reggaeton artists, and I'll figure out which ones Juan Soto had come through the Bronx. Expect them to be coming to Queens. Maybe they don't get into his Supreme Court of Soto family suite, but you know he's got four premium tickets for the Clover Home Plate Field Club, whatever they call legends over there. So I'll look up the top reggaeton artists that you can expect Juan Soto to bring to Flushing. And when we come back, we'll go through more of the promos because Steve said 18th out of 30 ballparks, not good enough. We need to be in the top 15. Keith McPherson on the Fan, cleared all my calls. 30 minutes to go. We got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Drafted in 1988 in the 62nd round, the 1390th pick overall. Today, he calls Cooperstown home. Mike Piazza, welcome to the Hall of Fame.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
You know,
rompe, rompe, I feel like I was so young when this song was popular. I'm cooked now. I'm so old now. I think I might have been in high school or even coming, like, what year was Rompe?
05, I think.
Yeah, I was in high school, bro. That's crazy. Yo, my boy today, Mike sent me a DM of this clip, and it just made me sad. Like, not in a bad way, but just in a way about, like, dang. Like life is short, and it moves fast on us, bro. It moves super fast. Shout out to Mike Halverson, Long Branch's very own. Man, he sent me this clip today. It was a throwback Yankee clip from Yankee.town on Instagram. It was June 21st, 2025. Sports Center highlights from a wild 13-run eighth inning by the Yanks against Tampa Bay. Lou Piniella is the manager. And I'm like, yo, I remember this. But, like, I would not think about this until, but I remember this. and it's got the old ESPN ticker, and I'm like, the fact that this is coming up on 20 years, and like you see the old stadium and the Hubert Mason sign, WB Mason sign, you see it's like Bernie Williams, and even in the top corner, like they have John Sterling's call, and it says WCBS radio, and I'm just like, this is unrecognizable to, like, kids that listen to my show. They didn't live this age. I'm like, this is insane. Like, how, like, even the quality, it's not everything now has got to be HD. Like, the Yankees came back, Jorge Posada. Bro, like, go look this up on, it was 4 days ago on Yankee.town. I'm like, wow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Time moves fast. 888-808-1019. Speaking of time moving fast, I went back and searched Instagram, kind of broke my own heart a little bit trying to find old Yankees posts. And as we play Daddy Yankee, Daddy Yankee was on the field with the Yankees on October 15th, met all the Yankees. And then as I keep scrolling, El Alfa and Foreign Tech drop Juan Soto song, the Soto Shuffle. So OMG is retired at Citi Field, and also the Soto Shuffle is retired for Juan Soto. You can't play that. It says Yankee, 22, El Bronx. Like, you can't play that in Citi Field. There was a viral video of Juan Soto in the club bopping to his song and not saying the Yankee part. I'm like, well, El Alfa's got to make a new track. Yeah, I'm scrolling past all these pics. I got to figure it out. I'm working on it. I know it was Archangel, El Alfa, and there was a couple other reggaeton artists, celebrities that came through. Oh, Ozuna. How did I forget Ozuna? Now I'm scrolling through the Yankees Instagram. How did I forget Ozuna? We got a place of that when we rejoin on the next break. 888-808-1019. I said I'd do some homework and figure out some of the artists that came through. Also, we're talking about the Mets and, trying to get fans to come to the ballpark. If Juan Soto's not enough, they've got Family Sundays, Sunday day games, our Family Sundays, excluding July 6th. Check out the new Family 4-pack. Fireworks night, fireworks night been going on for a while. They've got fireworks night, and then they're doing a Citi Field block party. Maybe that's where I'll pull up. Like, could you imagine me strutting through the Citi Field block party?
I think Mookie Wilson is going to, like, handle it the every time, too.
Mookie Wilson's going to be, like,
gonna
the
be there. Yeah,
host?
I think that's what the press release said.
Oh, he's a cool cat. I got to meet him a couple years ago at Bernie Williams softball game. Maybe Steve Cohen shows up. I know we saw him out there with his feet on the concrete. Maybe he pulls up. Food, festivities, and freebies. Get to Citi Field early on Saturdays for the block party. I'll see you there. And last but not least, Mr. and Mrs. Met are doing the post-game dash. Kids under 12 can run the bases. I would bring my son out there, but we're not going to even kind of influence him that way. He's already locked. My son is already Yankees. Baseball. Yankees. You'll see. My son has been to spring training. My son's been to a bunch of Yankee games already. 3 Yankee games already, I believe. He's locked in. If there's any sport he knows, if there's any team he knows, the house is full of that Yankees logo. So I got another little Yankee boy waiting in the wings. If If I don't get it done out here, he will, as far as maybe seeing a World Series. All right, let me stop clowning. I'm getting the loopy on a late night. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's doing? How's the weekend for you?
It was good, man. It was good. A lot of family time on the weekend, disconnecting, but really just like doing laundry and cleaning floors and, you know, cleaning up after my family.
A little bit of spring cleaning because of the warm weather or just usual?
Nah, I got a baby and a cat and they don't know how to act. And I try not to put that burden on my wife to clean because she works full time during the week. And when I have time, I'm a neat freak. Like, my house is spotless, so I get after it.
And before I get to the sports, a quick question. If your son just randomly decided he likes Juan Soto, he wants to be a Mets fan, and he was asking every day to take him to a game, and he decided to, would you wear anything Mets if he was wearing a Mets shirt also, or you would keep yourself just regular?
I'm never putting on any Mets stuff. And if my son really wanted, like if he grows up in the next 15 years, like it's crazy, Juan Soto's contract will be ending and he'll be driving a car, my son. If he goes to school and he's influenced and he loves Juan Soto, I'll be like, yo, you can love a player. I once loved Juan Soto too. We could love the player, but
these are my Mets.
Yeah, none of that blue and orange. We're not doing that. I'll take him to see a game, but like we'll be neutral. We'll wear regular clothes. We can't false flag around here. No set tripping around here. I'm not going for it.
No, I'm saying even if he decides to be an actual Mets fan because of Juan Soto, would you let him wear a Mets shirt?
That's not negotiable. We don't do that. We're not like you know, off air, off the record, I'll tell you more about it. But there is no chance. There is no my son becoming a Mets fan. It's just not possible. I pay the bills.
Oh boy. So first off, going our Devils, Keith, you know, keep that hockey rolling. As we talked about, you know, Nico Dawes, I think he's proven enough that this guy should be the goalie every game till Marshall comes back. Maybe give him one game to Jake Allen. But if you look, obviously his stats are a little bloated that he's only played 5-6 games. But I think it's like a 960 or 950. Like if that was, you know, regular stars, it would be number one by far. But this guy's earned it. The defense play as well. Just, you know, waiting for that offense to open up a little bit. Do you think, you know, any reasons why the offense has been, like, stagnant a little bit? You know, they almost won 2-3 goals a game.
I don't know. We're coming off the break. Jack goes down last night. Markstrom was back in the net. And that's what I said earlier. It's like you get Markstrom back, you lose Jack. We're coming up on the trade deadline. Shout out to Nico Dawes holding it down. I don't know. I want to feel better about the state of the New Jersey Devils. And only they can change that. Shout out to my homie Glenn over there. Shout out to Pete over there. Shout out to everybody at the Devils, man. I'm due to come back. I got to pick a game out. There's, you know, a couple games this month that I'm eyeing. I think they'll be all right. Let's see who they add at the deadline here, and let's see what the actual verdict is on Jack Hughes' injury.
Well, you know, as Nico Hughes here comes back, they don't want to have this, like, full team thing. And, you know, it hasn't just been since the All-Star break. Even beforehand, like, they've not had, like, crazy offensive spurts, like, in multiple games in a row since, like, you know, they won that big streak, if it was in November or December. They, like, barely ever lost. But the good news is that the Capitals finally started losing games, even though Vetch's putting up those goals. So, you know, this stretch, you know, if they continue to be cold, you know, the Devils win, say, two out of every three games. No, maybe they could be, you know, going on their back to that first spot. Funny, what I wanted to say about the Mets. Do you think it's safe enough to say if the starting rotation pitches top in the top 15 in MLB, so let's say top 6 or 7 in the NL, they're guaranteed 92-plus wins?
No, you can't say that. No one can say that. We can't predict that. Like, that's it doesn't correlate. You know, Hal doesn't have a correlation for 300 and spending more than $308 million to correlate that to having a team that wins it all. There is definitely no correlation to having a top 15 rotation and winning 90 games. Like, I think back to the Seattle Mariners last year. Like, the Seattle Mariners, they had any night, whoever was in their rotation pitching, like Luis Castillo.
But their lineup is not quite as good as the Mets are.
Sure. So what you're saying is that the Mets lineup is good enough that their pitching can just be whatever, but like, not every
right.
night,
I mean,
not every
few,
series.
Yeah, we have to have five pitchers also entering into the year, you know, the ends are going down one by one. It's brutal. We haven't played a game yet. And, like, it's every pitcher, every reliever.
That's how it goes.
And the solid guy that, you know, that pitched a lot of innings last year, and then Quintana. I remember somebody just I was upset that he left, and then he goes on, you know, he's praising Stearns for everything he does. So I told him, like, if you're going to praise Stearns for everything he does and say he knows what he's doing, that if he didn't sign Quintana, you got to believe in that. There's a reason he didn't want to bring it back. They came with a stat last year. He won, like, the lowest strike rate. And, like, I know the game I went to with Quintana pitching, there was at least one or two runners on every single inning. And it was very hard to watch. Now, he might have only given up one or two runs at the end, but sometimes it looks more luck than skill. Okay, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I'll just say this. If anyone knows the state of Jose Quintana best, it would be the Mets. And he's got up there in age, and they're banking on he's not going to be the better version of himself that he was. And now he's a Milwaukee Brewer. The man from Milwaukee passed on him, and he passed the word and said, hey, you guys pick him up. I think, like, low-key, the Brewers are a name we should be mentioning. I think that, you know, we mentioned the Dodgers and the Padres and the Braves and the Phillies, rightfully so. I think the Brewers have a young, hungry team, and they figure it out. I know the Cubs are on everyone's radar, too, with the moves that they made. Let's see how that rivalry shakes out between the Brewers and the Cubs. I think we might be checking on the Brewers a little bit next year, saying, hey, like, not for nothing, they do figure out how to win. They figure out how to get to the postseason. Like, they could be a threat. They were this close to knocking the Mets out this past year. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll clear the rest of my calls. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be back right after this.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Gasolina, another classic that I was definitely a young man for. All right, let's take these calls and get out of the way. Big Mac is ready to go. He's getting his warm-up pitches in. I cannot find this guy, man. I cannot find this guy. Okay, now I can. I know why I can't find it, because it's in a post with, like, is this guy one of these guys? Eladio Carrion? That's another one of these guys that was at Yankee Stadium for Juan Soto. There's one guy I'm gonna keep scrolling as I take these calls, and I'm gonna find, and then I'll post on my Instagram story the comment that I made, so that you guys can see how I got cooked in the comments. People telling me to shut up. 888-808-1019. Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray? You're on The Fan.
Yeah. Yo, Keith, my G. Listen, you right now you're speaking my language, man, because nobody's a prouder Boricua, New York Rican, than me. And the story that you said about people cooking you because you didn't know who this guy was, I was dying laughing, because, like, there was a situation on that other clown station where Chris Campion, I'm a big Giants fan, and even though he didn't do much for that championship, I still liked him. And then that cornball, Rick DiPietro. Remember that commercial with Snoop Dogg and Bad Bunny, where they was on the beach and Bad Bunny?
Corona, yeah, it was a Corona commercial.
Yeah, it was a La Playa, which means the beach, versus the player, you know? So, like, Rick DiPietro's corny ass and Chris Canty had the nerve to go on there and say, who is that cornball that I've never seen in my life, never heard of? They got the nerve to put this nobody next to Snoop Dogg. I was like, what? I was like, excuse me, listen. Keith, look it up. Bad Bunny, if he was singing, if he had any kind of, like, English, you know, if he ever got English down pat and crossed over, he would be the hugest artist on planet Earth.
He already is big enough. Like, he doesn't need to sing in English. I know what he did in Yankee Stadium, and I just know his streaming numbers are ridiculous. Do you know who Raul Alejandro is?
Yeah, yeah, he's like another kind of like Osuna. Only thing is, he's like a poor man's Osuna. He's famous, though. And he got bread.
MLB,
Osuna's that dude, though.
MLB Puerto Rico got tagged, and Las Mayores got tagged. He came to Yankee Stadium. Bro was wearing a fur mink, something like that. I guess it was cold. It was April 27th. I found the post. But in that post,
it wasn't that cold.
Shout out to my boy Migs. He's Puerto Rican too. He said, Alejandro Swifties came for me. You know how Taylor Swift has all those mobsters that go online and attack people that talk about her? That's what happened to me.
Word up. Raul Alejandro, he's more of a singer than a rapper. So it's like, you know, when you got hip hop and you got a crew, you know, you got a 2-man crew, whatever the case is, you got the rapper, you got the guy who sings. So he's more of a singer along the lines of like Osuna, Osuna was winning every Grammy like the last 5-6 years ago. Dude is ridiculous. But it was just so funny because it reminded me that I actually called Ricky Pietro and Chris Santi and called them out, called them all kinds of lanes and cornballs and stuff like that. Dude, that's egregious. That's Bad Bunny. Like, how do you not know who the hell Bad Bunny is?
Yeah, no,
that's want to put his name.
That's
yeah,
out
now
of pocket. Now
they want to try to sound cool like a year or two later, speak like positively on him, like the real people don't know that you was crapping on him a year or two before that. But nah, it's all good. So I did want to say something about the Knicks because you had Ian Begley on. So with the Knicks, Keith, and I've been saying this to a few hosts, and they agreed with me, and I'm going to keep putting it out there because I need this guy to show up every day. OG, the most overpaid and overrated player probably on planet Earth. I'm probably being a little bit too extreme, but like OG Anunoby, dude, showed up big time in November and hasn't shown up since except for a game and a half. I was actually
He showed up against the Heat. He showed up against the Grizzlies. He's shown up in this little stretch. Yeah.
But he showed up in a game and a half. That doesn't make up for the fact that he was great in November and then took a leave of absence for the rest of the season prior to these last two games. So I was calling him white class because, like, he showed up in November. Then he was like, I'll be gone till next November. Like, dude, it's so easy. Yo, Keith, it's so easy to kill Mikal Bridges. We gave up 5 picks. True. But listen, we gave up 2. RJ Barrett was the number 3 pick in the draft. He's a well above average NBA player, so it's quickly. And we paid the dude a bag of over $40 million, and he was playing soft. He wasn't showing up, and he needs to get killed because Mikal Bridges is only getting half his bread. You know what I'm saying? And like, OG Anunoby has to be taking the task. He's a big player for this team. If he shows up like he did against Miami, you know, Miami's not a good team, so I wasn't too impressed. But if he does that, he shows up on both ends of the floor, the Knicks are a problem. But I need him to show up, and I need people to talk about the fact that this guy came to the negotiations with an AK-47, and then he got the nerve to only show up 1 month.
Thanks for the call, Ray. He's shown up lately. You got to hope that that's a trend, and he continues to show up the rest of the way. Sean is in Morristown on the Fan. You got it, Sean.
Yo, Keith, how's it going, bro? Fellow Monmouth County guy from Middletown, same age. Love to see you doing well, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, you know, I know everyone's pissed off with the Yankees in the third base, and they're kind of punting it, and everyone's super pumped with Vladdy next season, but I'm looking at Murakami from Japan. I know he's going to get posted. I want him for third base. He's going to be 26 years old. Let the Mets get Vlad. I want Murakami for third.
I'm right there with you, and they've been playing his highlights. Thanks for the call, Sean. I'm right there with you. He's hitting bombs. Rick is in Rivervale. You got in there, Rick. Go for it.
How's it going, Keith? I just want to call in about, first off, I've been watching the spring training for a little bit. I know it's a long shot, but watching or seeing about the DJ LeMahieu news and like how the Yankees are strapped with the cash. I'm watching this George Lombard kid. I know he's only 19, 20 years old, whatever he is, but at this point, you got all these guys, Placido, like Velasquez is playing, all these guys. Why not give this kid a shot? Because he's raking right now, and he's got a great glove. I don't care if you put him at second base, put him at third base. Whatever Jazz wants to play, I don't care. I feel like just give this kid a shot at this point. You're playing with house money. You got all these guys who are old, who are slow. Give it to the kid. You put Volpe in there. Why not put him in there? I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Thanks for the call, Rick. They're just not going to do it. He's 19. He got drafted 2 years ago. They're not going to rush him, but it's good to see that this guy's a player. It's good to see that he looks like he's ahead of schedule. Zig is in Trenton on the Fan. Got you in there as well. Go for it, Zig.
Nah, what's happening, Keith? Great Bad Bunny clip. Watch his entrance from Backlash a few years ago in Puerto Rico.
Yes, absolutely. I remember electric. That too. Yep.
Electric. But caller before just stole my thunder a little bit about Jordan Lombard. But yeah, why not give the kid a chance? I know there's no chance he'll get a chance this year. Probably not even next year, but it's definitely good to know that we have, you know, something in the future that we can look forward to. And then the caller before that about Murakami, definitely think he's the one. If we need a third baseman, kind of do whatever we have to do this year. But in terms of the pitching, it stinks that we're losing Hill, yes, but we didn't trade Stroman. We still got Carrasco. Everybody forgets about that. You know, he can eat a couple innings for the beginning of the year, but it's going to be the same old story every year when we get Hill back. When we get Stanton back, probably towards closer to the trade deadline, they're going to just be like a trade deadline acquisition, and Cashman's going to sit on his hands and not do anything.
You got it, Zig. And while you zig, of course I'm going to zag. No rebuttal, no comment. Yeah, you know, Cashman's going to do what Cashman's going to do. I don't have enough time, but we got plenty of time. Again, I'll do this. KM to AM 5-hour show on Wednesday, on Friday, and then special Sunday 5-hour show. So, and I'll be on Thursday night too late. So you have plenty of time to hear me talk about sports if that's what you're into. These are my Mets. These are my Mets. The most I've ever seen from the Mets. Coming up next, maybe you're into what C-Mac's gonna do on the Fan. Keep it locked. Right here. That's all I've got tonight. Keith McPherson out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
W.